All right, so today we're going to be talking about something a little bit more fun, which is creating content for B2B. And I say that in all seriousness because we are also a B2B business at Trendify and we make tons of content. So a lot of people have been asking me, how do I make content for my company? And I have a B2B company, so does that even work? And many founders that I've talked to, especially in the last week, believe that content is just dead for B2B. There's no reason to do it. They should focus on other strategies. And I am here to tell you that there are so many ways you can be using content to improve and expand your business. We use content so much at Trendify, and today we're going to be talking about how to employ content strategies for your B2B company. Let's get into it. All right, so first off, why should B2B companies even bother with social media? Well, it's pretty simple. It's really where your audience is. Whether you're targeting businesses or other decision makers within businesses, they're all using these platforms. And I can say this with full conviction because many of the companies that I talk to come from the ads that we run at Trendify. We are targeting business owners directly. And if you see me or Sai in the ad, for example, we are calling out the decision makers of companies to tell them what our service is. And in the same way, you guys can be doing that too. So let's start with short form platforms that you can actually be tapping into today. Number one is a very obvious one, and that's LinkedIn. I don't have too much context about LinkedIn, at least not at the time of this recording. But what I can tell you is if you're not using LinkedIn as a B2B business, you totally should be using it because it is very helpful for targeting the right people. But if you're not doing video content on LinkedIn, I would highly reconsider. So speaking about video content, let's take a look at some of the more common video platforms, which are Meta and TikTok. So both Meta and TikTok are very great for creating content. And you guys probably already know this. Many B2C companies use them tremendously. But one thing I found is that there are so many business owners that are scrolling this platform. I mean, chances are you are probably as well. That's why when we run our own ads, we run them specifically on Meta. We've also ran on TikTok and we found great success. The key here though is calling out the right people. Yes, TikTok is a lot of Gen Z and it's a lot of younger people, but it can also be a lot of your demographic that you're trying to target. What really matters is you want to make sure you're targeting them properly. So let's say you run a software company. You could create short videos explaining how your software solves a common problem in your industry. But the key here is to make it really fun and just try to make it as engaging as possible while also delivering value. And one really cool thing about TikTok and Meta are their algorithms. They're really just designed to push out content to the people who are likely to engage, even if they're not following you already. So this really means that you can reach out to a much bigger audience than you might on other platforms. And this goes for TikTok especially because their algorithm is just killer. So what I would focus on is trying to create content that's actually relatable and fun for people. And one example of a company that's done this really well is Gong.io. They're a B2B company. They're doing an amazing job on TikTok. They provide sales analytics software, which kind of may sound dry, hopefully not, because you guys are B2B and you love the industry, so am I. But they managed to make it really fun and relatable. And this really provides this new level of transparency and trust with the brand. And going forward, as people are getting older, especially Gen Z going into their 20s, 30s, 40s, they are going to be the next generation of business owners. And you want to make sure you're capturing them. And the way that you would do it is by doing something similar to what Gong is doing, which is posting quick, entertaining videos, talking about what your business does, and really just helping people. And that's what they've done. They talked about how their software helps sales teams close more deals. And the way that you can do this is by mixing humor, you can give insights, you can make it educational, entertaining, really doesn't matter. But the more you can really focus on this, the more strong of a foundation you are going to build for your business, not just in the short term, but also in the long term. All right, so how do you actually choose the right platform for your B2B content? There is Meta and there is TikTok. Between Meta and TikTok, there are slight differences. For Meta, if you want to build a really large community, you want to show off your company culture, and you want to share detailed content, I would focus there. TikTok is probably a little bit more ideal if you want to reach a younger tech-savvy audience with more fun content. For example, even if you're targeting 40, 50-year-olds, but you want to start targeting slightly younger generations as they're getting older, then TikTok might be a better bet there. And one big thing that I want to talk about is how this all will help you as a business in the long term, because I know that's what a lot of people are thinking as they're listening to this. And there are really three things that I want to focus on. Number one is creating value. The more value you can build, the bigger you're going to build a community. And if you can really manage to build a big community on TikTok or Meta, which are the two most dominating platforms right now, people are just going to hear about your business more. Everyone is scrolling. And even though there aren't as many 50-year-olds scrolling as there are 20-year-olds, there are still so many 50-year-olds using the platform. One thing I would do right now is just search up how many 50 plus year olds are using TikTok or Meta, and you'll be surprised at the number that you're going to be seeing. Last I checked, there are millions of people. So if you're thinking that your audience isn't on any of these platforms, just know that these platforms have multiple millions, if not billion plus users across the board. And that's just one thing to remember. If you can focus on building value and creating a community, you are going to build a very strong brand, and that's going to help in the long term. Number two is, even if you're targeting fully older people, you might benefit from reaching a smaller, younger audience where you can. And I say this because the generations are getting older. As people get older, they are going to be using technology more. Everyone is scrolling through these platforms. And the more you can keep in touch with these younger folks and let them know what you are doing as a company, as they get older, they're going to stay in touch, and your company is going to last a lot longer than the old companies that are just going to get wiped out because they have no idea how to use technology or these short form platforms properly. And number three is, you are going to get conversions. We see this across the board. If you can really deliver good content with great value and you create good ads, you will find the right customers and they are going to purchase from you. Business owners are using TikTok, they're using Meta. All these businesses are using these platforms. Everyone is starting to create content. The time is more perfect than ever. The longer you wait, the more you're going to delay. And that's the biggest thing I will let you know about, because there is a reason these Fortune 500, Fortune 100, the top companies in the world are starting to use these platforms, because they realize that everything is shifting. The narrative is shifting, the trends are shifting. Everything is starting to become more short form content. It's starting to become less attention span. And the quicker you can capture on that and show people what your business does, especially if you're in B2B, you have a massive advantage, because very few B2B companies right now are starting to do this, but they are picking up and everyone is starting to do it slowly. But the quicker you can do it, the more advantage you will have, because you have such a wider net to cast and such a larger audience to capture before all your competitors start joining. So that's the final thing I'll say. Like I said, we as a company at Trendify are also B2B, so I understand where you are and I understand the position you're in. But we primarily use short form content to get our customers, in the same way you guys should too. I'll see you in the next episode.